is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love, I don't know, what is it? I love wedding marches.
Hey, it's Panda. I like wedding marches.
I'm Dan. I despise whatever it is we just watched, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Marching our way right
just
through the
diving
summer.
Diving into part six, baby.
Yeah.
Coming in cold.
Yeah.
Part six.
Here's what we did, guys, to pull the curtain back a little bit. These guys said, man, we missed the classroom so much. Let's go back to teaching. And it's been great. Wonderful. We're going to move recording.
We've not taught at all yet. I just want to be clear.
No, have not taught.
We're going to move. We're going to move recording to Sunday nights. It'll be great. First movie right out of the gate.
Wedding March 6.
Sealed with a kiss. Ooh. Wedding March 6.
Six.
The
That's
final
tough.
Vow.
That's tough for the evening. Huh?
I will say, don't want to spoil anything, but this movie was tricky.
Dynamite.
To watch.
Guys, how we doing?
Oh, it was so great. Good.
How was your weekend, Bran?
My weekend was actually...
see what you did there.
My weekend really was actually fine, you know, just home with the kiddos. Yeah. It was great fun.
Yeah.
Big fun.
Yeah, mine was awesome.
Good.
So good.
I've been keeping track on Instagram. Do you have more cats?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fostering four
Last
more kittens.
Last I heard you were trying
but
to
you got
steal...
Rid of- Three of them?
No. We have gotten out one of them, and then somebody else has claimed another one but has not picked it up, and then somebody else has claimed another of the cats has not picked it up.
Is this because there's an overflow?
The amount
there
of,
is.
The amount of Instagram notoriety they're getting, mainly through your wife's account.
Oh, of course, yes.
They're famous.
I feel like
they're
this isn't going to be the last time that you guys do this.
Yeah, there's a strong chance. We have been asked to... There was somebody else who asked us to take an additional four, and I said nope. That is a lot of animals.
Eight kittens plus my already dog and cat in the home plus yes. my child.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of potty training going on in the Pandolf household right now.
You're almost there, man. You almost got it.
And let me tell you, the older I get, the harder it's been, though.
Well, I mean, you're around 70, 80. Like, yeah.
It's tricky.
Day to day, just depends, you know?
Hey, last...
Yeah, last, bathroom humor. Oh, still good in the evenings up
yeah.
top.
Yeah. All right. Hey, last we spoke, you were trying to keep a cat from a family that it belonged to.
That's right.
Threw it out there. Did you get any emails from people?
No Anyone one emailed claimed, me. No one claimed the cat.
I think at this
think
point...
At this point, yeah. it's all in all good.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, we also talked about how you needed posters in your room. BJ Kellogg, you guys know BJ.
Oh, yeah.
I love BJ. BJ reached out. And he said he was going to send us a bunch of vintage car posters for your classroom.
That's awesome.
And I want to know, is there room for more?
My classroom is massive. That's not a joke.
Just the walls, there's nothing on them. Like, no, my classroom has like marker boards and bulletin boards. His classroom is just dead inside.
Yes.
It is just... It's not good, so...
I need help, guys.
You know, the cars are going to look great, but he needs Love more it. Things. Send them his way.
So that's 1211 Lawrence Road, Suite C, that's Greenville, right. South Carolina, 29607.
But BJ coming through in the clutch.
Yeah, thank you.
Does.
Classic
Love
beach.
It.
Always does. So I think that's all the updating that we have, guys.
Yeah, so good.
We've not been off a week. We got a book coming out, but it also got delayed,
yeah,
so
got
that's
delayed.
Exciting.
Much like my dreams, huh?
What? Exciting or delayed?
What do you mean?
I'm confused.
My dreams have been delayed, Dan.
Okay. What are your dreams that have been delayed?
Malibu.
So your dream, what delayed it?
You were there. You had every opportunity.
A complete and utter lack of finance?
That's the first one.
But we were there 2 years ago.
Lack of planning. Yeah, lack of planning. Thinking I would have another chance to go back and have not had that
You were
chance.
Too busy planning the cross country.
Yeah, the cross country.
South
I missed the part that I really wanted to go see,
the
which was Malibu.
Pepper,
which is
tour.
Hey, I stand by. Listen, Hatch, New Mexico is dope. Drive through it.
Sounds awesome.
It's something. I will say it's a little laborious to drive through that stretch.
There's
not a lot
bet.
Out there.
I bet.
But Hatch, if anyone's listening from Hatch, you're
Shout
safe.
Out to Hatch.
Your green chili peppers are legendary.
Oh, they're delightful.
They're just something. Mm-hmm. 50
All right, guys.
Shades of tasty, am I right?
No.
No?
50 Shades of Tasty?
Yeah.
Can't co-sign that one, buddy.
I think I said what I said. 50, all right. 50 Shades of them.
But you didn't want to just pop down to Malibu, like on your way to Hatch?
I should have. Also, we didn't stop in Hatch. I should mention that everyone's too tired to stop in Hatch.
But it's dope from what he's heard.
Why didn't you stop? I saw the side.
Everyone was really tired. We were driving 12 hours that day.
I've never heard this in 2 years. You raved about Hatch. You didn't even stop?
No. I wanted to stop at the Hatch Pepper Factory.
And you didn't get to.
I didn't get to.
I thought you did.
No.
You did stop at the jerky.
You've been living a lot. Yeah, the
jerky gas station, man. That place was cool. You go out towards.
No Hatch, though.
No Hatch.
Sure.
Can't do jerky it. Station was
can't
cool.
You didn't stop at Hatch this whole time.
After 2 years.
No, I've never heard anybody brag about a city he's never stopped at.
More. It's absurd. And this is almost exactly 2 years later, and I just found out you didn't actually go to the place that you raved about. That is unreal.
Well, I mean, I did. I drove through it. They had a dinosaur.
Oh, my God.
Like a little... like
what
one
do you mean they had a dinosaur?
Like one of those plastic dinosaurs that out front. They had like a lot of those things, the little guys that would just stand out front your shop.
Little guys?
Well, they were plastic, but they were like 5 feet, six feet. See. I don't know what you call those things. But man, Hatch. All right. A lot of peppers from what I could see from the signs.
You want to march away?
Sealed with a kiss, wedding kiss. Wedding March 6th.
The final time we do this.
Originally aired on August.
Death finally parts. Death, do please part. Wedding Vow 6. They're almost dead. Somebody get Jack Wagner a walker.
Aww.
Wedding Walk 6. Tennis balls.
August 14th, 2021, a little something like that. Autumn and Kurt are getting ready to get married. Kurt is a big-time actor boy. Autumn is a big-time children's author. They are going to Mick and Olivia's wedding venue, barn thing, to get married. And Mick and Olivia are finally going to tie the knot as well in a couple months. Yeah.
Mick and Olivia?
Yes.
Fantastic.
It's Mick.
Oh, Mick as well?
Crazy. Mick is there too.
Oh, they all three
Nick,
get married?
No, Nick's out.
Nick's out.
Okay. Nick said, I'll pass on this one, gotcha. Everybody. So anyways, Autumn, you know, Kurt is a big deal. He's a big time actor boy. Autumn isn't about that life. She wants it to be a private wedding. She just wants it, you know, to go under the radar here. But the people aren't having it. The press want to know. His manager wants to sell the pictures. Like, there's a lot going on here. Mick and Olivia decide to move up the wedding that they're planning to a week following Autumn and Kurt's wedding because Mick got an invite to open up a tour for some artist.
A tour?
A tour. Kurt and Autumn fight and make up and then fight and then make up and then fight again and make up. They get wedding. It's wonderful. Mick.
They get wedding.
They get wedding.
You said they get wedding.
They get wedding.
They got wedding.
They got wedding.
They get wedding.
You guys got wedding?
I want wedding.
I've been wedding.
Yeah. I've been wedding.
I want wedding. Got wedding.
Got wedding.
Got wedding.
Give me the wedding.
I wanted wedding. I got wedding. Wedding. Need wedding.
All you had to say was married, and all this could have been avoided. We'd be one step
closer. But then we wouldn't have this fun thing. We wouldn't have this fun thing we got going on. Mick is going to cancel the tour so that he doesn't have to rush the wedding. And Olivia says, no, we're going on tour together. We're going to get married the same day. They already paid for the decorations. Might as well use them, that type of thing. So after Autumn and Kurt's wedding, Mick and Olivia get married. It's very sweet, and there's lots of people that are happy about it. And they finally kiss and get married.
They got wedding.
They got wedding. Wedding. And that, my friends, was Sealed with a kiss. Wedding March 6th.
We did it.
Mick gets wedding.
Mick gets wedding.
Nick gets weddings.
Go job.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a track Taylor's if I've ever heard one.
no kidding, man. You want to take a break?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah, okay.
I'm getting a little wore out.
It's going to be wild when we come right back here in a second.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Back to Hallmark. Man, oh man, boy. I see something on the ground there. What is that? Is that a good deal?
Yeah, I think it is, Bran. You want to go pick it up?
Go pick that up, Dan.
Okay, I got you. One second. Oh my gosh, it's a free trial for a month.
What?
Oh my gosh, a Philo? A free month, 60 plus channels, unlimited DVR for a year?
Stop it.
Stop it is right. And on the back in very small print.
You got, can I use your glasses? Yeah, real quick? Absolutely. Here you go, buddy.
Will not fry your TV?
What? Whoa! I don't think we're meant to see this. I mean, we're meant to get this.
You wild without that. You look like someone's father.
I can't see a thing.
I don't think we're meant to see this piece of paper, Dan. Do you think we should tell people the URL?
Oh, boy. Now we're ready.
Do you think we should tell people the URL?
You are. Sure, let's do it. Philo.tv/DTH.
Deck the hallmark. Philo.tv/deck the hallmark to get that 1 month free trial. Philo.tv/deck the hallmark. Listen, we don't know if this is public knowledge or not, but what can you do? Philo.tv/deck the hallmark. Get your free trial today.
Everything's in front. We've all been vaccinated. I just want to be clear. Yep. My head hurts. My head hurts. I wore those for maybe 30 seconds.
I will say that not wearing my glasses, my eyes are, it's real bad out there. I cannot read. I couldn't see that screen. It was just a blur.
Everything. Yeah, it was pretty blurry. I could not have read the bottom of it. There's no way.
Yeah.
Well, proof you didn't because you said DTH instead of Deck the Hallmark.
Did I really?
Yep, yeah. You sure did.
It's a both hands.
You can. It'll be 20% off.
You want the free month, though.
Hey, guys, let's talk about this one. The sixth part of a...
What better time to jump in?
Yeah, that's right. Of a series called The Wedding March.
Can you imagine watching... I don't know. Let's see. I guess it would be Revenge of the Sith and no other Star Wars movie. Just the sixth
one. Be a real treat. I tried to say be a real treat, but I got stuck. I said treat.
Man, you'll never get wedding at this point, man. Yeah. Wedding March 6, Sealed with a Kiss, is this one. I think it's the last one.
It is.
It is for sure.
That's been the scuttle.
That's been the scuttle. Because what would we have done? What would we have done if we hadn't seen this?
Oh, man.
If we didn't get that sixth one. Hey, let's break this movie down. I propose we do it with four segments. Okay, I think we should start with a hot take where we tell everybody that is watching or listening how we felt about this movie. And I'm going to start with my good friend Panda because, Panda, you have been known to take things to the hole. Alley-oop, layup, dunk-a-thon, whatever it might be. What are you going to do today, pal?
So first of all, I say this with a little bit of fear and trepidation because I haven't seen the first five, but I'm going to extrapolate and say that I'm glad I didn't see the first five based off of the sixth movie. And furthermore, this movie really does give When Calls the Heart a run for the money in terms of what I would rather watch. And I would say at
you
this moment,
you combined Run for Its Money and like One for the Money, Two for the Show,
Two for, but whatever, whoever
Run for collect, the Money, two for the show. Show,
Three to Get Ray, and When Calls the Heart wins.
Wow,
I think you'd rather watch When Calls the Heart than this.
A long boy, you'd rather watch an 82 minute boy.
I would rather watch a long When Calls the Heart than a long Wedding March. Any other one?
Oh, you're getting
this,
there.
This is
a win wedding
so
march.
Tough. This was
I disagree with you
there. And
if they're both 82 minutes long, give me the wedding march.
Here's why I disagree. Because these characters were not compelling in any way. There's no way to make, I think, these movies particularly compelling because you are trying to balance too many people.
Let me throw one more wrench in your plan here. It's an 82-minute Hamilton boy.
82-minute Hamilton.
What?
I mean, I want to be clear. In this movie, we met three new characters. The two that are getting
When
married.
When Calls the Heart that takes place in Hamilton, not Hamilton the musical.
Not Hamilton. Yeah. Remember the season two? There were like 82
I know you've blocked it out.
Yeah.
No, the ones that take place in Hamilton.
There's no way, Panda. There's just no way. They're driving Jack's brother.
I
they're
stand
driving
by
the
this,
car.
And here's why. There's no. more that, yes. There's no. more, yes. And here's why. No. There's more that you can do in When Calls the Heart, because of the fact that there's violence, there's people carrying guns. Even if no one gets shot, there's at least the prospect of danger. There's people getting influenza or scurvy or whatever they got back then. And then now in this, what do you have? You have just people fighting and arguing.
Are you telling me every episode you are on hoping for scurvy? There might be a scurvy outbreak.
But I'm just saying you could. And it, you wouldn't have to blink.
So
you,
the reason that Wind Calls the Heart is a more entertaining show for you, 82 minutes in Hamilton, is that someone could die?
Yeah.
Someone in this movie could have gotten cancer.
No one does, though. No one gets scurvy. But they could. That's the thing. You have more options. No one's getting scurvy on Wedding Landing or whatever this is. Yes, but
my point is somebody could get cancer, something that people get nowadays. Yes. Like cancer.
That's not a valid reason.
But in the genre of what Hallmark has set up with these romantic comedies, that or whatever you want to call this, that would never happen. In When Calls the Heart, you have things that where it's dramatic, like orphan children.
You have things that were like dramatic. I don't even know what we're doing right now. Elizabeth having a baby out in the woods.
So good.
I am just telling you right now, this is just Boorsville. It's boring. And I will take, I had one ticket to Boorsville and then I stay around for an hour and a half and I'm ready to go home.
Two tickets to Boorsville. We talked about COVID. We talked about Afghanistan. We talked about everything we could possibly think of to not watch this movie. And we tried to watch it. And we did watch it.
We did.
From start to finish.
And we had a Kringle in the room.
That didn't make it any easier. It's not my turn. Go ahead, Bram.
I agree with Panda.
Wow.
But it has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with the scurvy. I want to be perfectly clear here.
Panda's reasoning, even if you agree with him, his reasoning's terrible, right?
Okay. The possibility of scurvy has not crossed my mind in any episode.
Were they sailors in the 1500s with no vitamin C?
Elizabeth has not eaten an orange in so long.
I just need a lemon.
Mercantile's
out of lemons.
Have I seen Possibility of Scurvy Live? Yes!
It's like plastics in 2021 due to the mercantiles like selling lemons on the black market. All the rich people don't have scurvy. Poor Cody over there. Just white as a snowstorm. He's in big trouble. Caught the scurvy. There's nothing we could do.
Such an odd defense of Wind Calls the Heart.
Of all the defenses, it was just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You didn't bring up the fact that Wind Calls the Heart has likable characters.
But how about this one? Just hear me out.
You went straight to the scurvy.
People can have ailments. That's basically what you went with. When everyone can have ailments. Everyone.
Mick's wife died at one point in this series, I think.
Mick himself is a fossil. Is he going to make it? Is he going to make it to the wedding alive? We don't know. No scurvy, though. Not in 2021. Not on our watch.
Give me Wind Calls the Heart, because they're, like, even in, like, you know, this is my first wedding march. But even in diving into a Christmas episode of Wind Calls the Heart in 2018, 2019, we had never seen the show, you know, you still got Elizabeth, and I still got Pete. Like, I still, like, those characters at least do something. I don't want to let what was said earlier go by. There were on purpose conversations about Afghanistan because that seemed like a more enjoyable thing. That's what happened when we were watching this movie. That's where we are. Give me the scurvy.
I will pass on the scurvy, and I think these two gentlemen, as wonderful as they are letting the fresh turd in front of them blind themselves or cloud their judgment from the absolute root canal that is Wind Calls the Heart. This is a terrible movie, and I don't think five previous installments were going to help me in any way, shape, or form. I do think, here's why I would say that this is better, and it, they're both awful, but here's why I'd say this is better, since that's all this segment has become, is in this, we get to see Jag Wagner hold a guitar really high and do this one time. and that 3 seconds is better than anything Wind Calls the Heart has to offer. I rest my case. The movie sucks.
But scurvy?
Scurvy, no. They're not going to get scurvy. Plenty of citrus. Yep.
Hey, let's get to all the feels when we talk about one that's going to give us feels.
This show is better than that show, because in this show, people are people. People can get bacteria.
Yeah, but it's the type.
No.
Yeah,
No,
it was different back then.
It's a bad
It's probably a better reason than you could think.
I want to hear your feels, Panda.
No. This movie's a flatline for Panda. DOA. Real pretty.
Yeah.
I'd like to go there.
Tyler Hines was in 5.
Andrew Walker was in 4 with Merritt Patterson, I think.
So those have to be better movies.
They have to be.
And I think that is the thing.
Who are these people?
If we're going to give a real hot take about this movie that isn't just, is it better or worse than our least favorite thing on the planet, then we need to just be honest and say the reason this movie sucks is not because we don't know the characters. Jack Wagner and Jesse Bissett, or whatever her name is.
Jody.
We're getting there. Jesse. I don't remember, but it's something in that Bissett, Josie world. Those two are great. They're fine.
Yeah.
The other two that they're marrying off and helping are just absolute garbage. And that's the problem here. Tyler Hines was in one of these? Andrew Walker? I bet those movies are passable, for sure. They got to be. They made 6 of them for some reason. I don't have any feels, if that matters at all.
It is a rare occurrence, no feels.
Actually,
I have 1 feels, which is just that the actual aisle that you walked down at the wedding was remarkable. Like the arcway with the flowers was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Like, I will say that.
I do have 1 feels. And we're done.
That was great.
For those of you listening at home, that was
Dan.
That was Dan. Have you guys ever accidentally turned on the audio descriptions on your TV where it talks through what you're seeing?
Nope, yes. Never, not once.
That's a hoot, and I wish that we had it for this show for that.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Dan holds up air guitar.
Does Dan. Does Jack Wagner dance?
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark. Well, I guess we're back, everybody. Hey. We're talking about Wedding March 6. Scuttle Wagon, what's it called?
Sealed with a Kiss?
Sealed with a Kiss.
6 times the charm.
6 times the charm. Let's get to the wait what, the part of the show we talk about. One in this few minutes go. Wait what, I'll start with you, Panda.
There wasn't a lot of wait what's, mainly because they were just talking the entire time. And it wasn't.
So
it
kept waiting on scurvy. It just never happened.
I don't.
It'd be my wait what. Scurvy's not around anymore.
Yes. What happened to it? Where did it go?
No one calls the heart.
It's no one calls the heart. Scurvy. Here's the deal. There's this lady who seems absolutely delighted that one of the characters' wedding dresses is ruined.
She does.
She just says, it's ruined, with a weird smile. She also has a weird pause in everything she says.
She's trying to keep the smile off of her face. She's fighting the smile that this woman's wedding is ruined.
Yep.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Yep. That's all I got, because the rest of it's so boring it lulled me into it.
Yeah. Afghanistan's not going to talk.
Afghanistan stuff.
We had some great. Dude, that was a good conversation. That was a
legitimately great conversation.
Yeah, that was good.
So was our COVID one.
Yeah,
gotta be honest.
It was a great COVID conversation. This is
good stuff. Maybe we'll do it for the double deckers.
Yeah,
probably not.
Be great.
I got a few, believe it or not. I was less in the Afghanistan conversation. I didn't have a lot to add there. Aside from, you know, boy, that's something, huh? I think that's what I said. At one point, the guy in this movie, Kurt, who is a movie star, gets out of the car, and his glasses are straight up cattywampus.
Yes.
They are straight up sideways.
I saw cattywampus live, and they were unreal.
Really good.
It was wild.
There was more hair, makeup, prop, wardrobe weirdness in this movie than in a lot of them. There was a lot of weird things going on with faces in this movie. The glasses is just one of those things.
Glass face.
A glass face indeed.
What do you mean there was what like?
What do you mean?
There was a lot of weird.
Like the like his manager looked like he wait, came he? To town through a tornado. Like just a lot of weird things that go on in this movie.
Yeah.
The lady, her name is Olivia. Olivia's talking to Mick. They've gone back and forth in this whole tour thing. Hey, I'm going to go on this musical tour. We got to move up our thing. And he comes to her towards the end of this movie. And he's like, listen, I don't want to rush our wedding. I want to give you the wedding you deserve. And so I'm going to cancel the tour and we're going to just take our time with the wedding. And she says, well, I just got off the phone with your manager and you didn't tell me about all the cities. What do you think the tour was?
It's just a tour of the town.
It's just a
they
one.
They play a show in every building in the town.
That's right. It's just local one
tour.
Town.
A wild tour.
It is wild.
We should
wild.
Do it here in Greenville.
Yeah, we should.
Every bar. Just show different, up a little bit.
Just different hotel bars. Yeah. We'll be at the Hilton next
That's
month.
That's right. Yep.
It's just a little thing. Maybe it's just me. I could go the rest of my life without seeing Jack Wagner give a foot massage.
Ooh.
I saw it once. Don't need to see it again.
Tough
one. It was an intense foot massage.
He was really going
that
to town.
That guy looked like he was trying to get a tracker device out of somebody's skin. Yeah. That's how intense it was.
He looked like he was bad cop in an interrogation of that foot. Tell me what you know.
And I just want to leave you guys with this one. This guy, one of the biggest movie stars we have. Everybody's dying to find out what he's up
That's
to.
That's right.
And their plan is to go to Malibu. I'm sorry, to the Bahamas on their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And they decide last minute, cancel that. Cancel.
You know what I've
got? They decide
Michigan.
That they're going to go and spend their honeymoon in Bangor, Michigan, looking for a house.
Man. I mean, that fair, is Bangor, Michigan. It's is banger. Great. It's I mean, Bangor.
Dude. They don't call it Bangor for nothing. Yeah. They're going to Michigan for their honeymoon.
That's right.
To look for a house.
Hey, don't knock it till you've tried it.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. I don't know what you
I couldn't believe that that's what they were going to do.
Yeah. I did just get word, and this is 100% true. Scurvy was eradicated in 1795.
Do we know that
but
for
it's
certain,
making
though?
A comeback.
Trace?
The great 1917 comeback of scurvy.
Don't tell that to Fitzy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
McKelly
got scurvy last week.
Yeah. They got a sign out. They got a sign outside of Fitzy that said, leave your scurvy at the door.
1795. We had not even purchased the Louisiana Territory yet. Scurvy's not a thing.
No, scurvy had to have been. There's been all sorts of people
what year?
Getting scurvy.
1795.
Man.
Yeah, but okay.
We are just
I dare you to go without citrus for a year. See what happens. You're gonna be the scurviest boy
so
I've ever
what
seen.
What I said was, hey, they can't get scurvy because it wasn't around for 116 years. And your response was, oh yeah, don't eat fruit for a year.
It'll
what
come
does that
back.
Have to do with what I said?
I'm just saying it could come back at any time. No. In Hope Valley, they didn't have a bunch of fruit.
Okay.
Gosh, man, the things I have tried to avoid citrus. Like, I go out of my it's way tough. To avoid it.
It's really hard. It's tough. You can get it one way or the other. So we, they get,
what is that?
You never know. There's no way around it. Citrus
somebody
is coming for you.
Somebody is going to get you citrus one way or the other.
This guy's 6 days off OJ. What are we going to do?
Not anymore.
That's right. That's right. Just a B12 shot with some OJ in it.
That's Fitzy's for you.
That is Fitzy's for you.
Leave your scurvy at the door.
Leave your scurvy at the door. That's right.
God bless.
That's why they combine all those fruit and dairy shots that they do.
Oh, it Noodle. Is awesome.
Oh, so good.
The milk and orange juice combo.
It literally separates
just...
like oil and water. So wild.
Fitzies.
Fitzy.
So at the beginning, they get into a car and they're leaving the movie set and they're like, hey, we're guaranteed to fool the paparazzi in this automobile. What automobile is that, you might ask? It's a Jeep Wrangler with no doors on it. So we're going to fool all the paparazzi by giving them a full body shot of us as we drive out and they snap as many pictures as possible. You don't know things. Second of all, He has a movie coming out this month, correct? That is what the interviewer says, right?
Yeah, I think
so. He has an interview coming out this month. First of all, you'd be on a full press tour, not getting married. Second of all, the movie in summer is called Winter's Chill.
Yes.
That's the name of the movie. Maybe just bad. Hallmark wouldn't do that.
It's a Christmas in July movie.
It's a Christmas in July situation.
They say it's an action adventure.
It's a hot Christmas.
Called Winter's Chill coming out in the summer.
Maybe it's a we'll talk about it when, okay. What the homework.
Okay, good talk. We'll talk about it at When Calls the Heart. Scurvy. The PR guy, his agent.
Got my mind on my scurvy. My scurvy on my mind.
Bro, don't even start.
You said it.
For those of you that had scurvy count at over 30 this episode, you win.
It's like there's a secret word we're not telling anybody. This week it was scurvy. No way they're getting that in there. Try 100 times.
I said scurvy one time, unleashes the floodgates.
You were like scurvy or influenza, which is the best because like the Spanish flu is still like 8 years away and you're here like,
somewhere.
Yeah.
We're in that sweet zone. Like, sweet, sweet zone.
I can't come into work today because I caught the smallpox. What are you doing? The PR guy, who's his agent, and he also is a stylist, there is one scene where he looks as though he's been hit by a bus. And I say that with all kindness. In every other scene, his hair's done, his makeup's done, and there's one scene where he gets a lot of close-ups, and his hair's all over the place. I don't know what happened. I don't know why they decided. I don't know if they had to fly him back in on a chopper with the windows down to get this one scene done, but they had to, and it is wild. It is a wild scene because he looks like he is unkempt. He looks like he's just not prepared for anything. He's not ready to take on the day. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
It's the poster child of scurvy.
That's right. Yeah, maybe he's got it. Maybe you'd be wrong.
You'd be wrong.
This dude's best man takes him out fishing, and at that time we get to see the most awkward cast of a rod and reel I've ever seen. He's got the rod and reel like this. You could throw it over here. You could even do like a shoulder thing. He goes across his body, and then it looks just like an extension of his arms. He just goes like this. That's all he does, and that apparently is how we fish if you're up there wherever they are for this movie. That's all I got.
It's time for What the Hallmark Special. We wonder what could have maybe happened. What's going to happen next? Well, there's a seventh.
Where their grandkids get married.
Panda?
I want to go back to Action Chill.
Winter's
Chill. Okay. So I too noticed that it's taking place during the summer, but it's called Winter's Chill. And so I want to know what the movie is about. What would give it a summer release? And I think it's a summer blockbuster, Dan.
Oh, okay.
And I do think that there is something going on here. It's possibly part of a larger, like, Avengers-like world where the bad guy has ice powers and has frozen over the entire
like
world.
Like Mr. Freeze and Batman and Robin?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah. And so that's what I think we have going on here. I'd love to know more about that movie universe.
I think they did a lot of work on this movie, and they just didn't do any when it came to the title. Just call it Winter's Chill. It'll be awesome. Nobody
what if
noticed.
This was originally a winter movie?
Liam Neeson was in a movie called The Ice Trucker, and it came out in June. So if it's Liam Neeson can do it, anyone can.
But Liam Neeson, to be fair, has a dozen movies where he's out for revenge just in the can.
Yeah.
And they just put him out like once every 3 months.
Truly phenomenal.
And he's like always just out there just killing folks for revenge. Like that's just what he does.
Yeah. Truly.
No one does Walk Among the Tombstones or wherever that was called.
And we went and we were excited for him.
And then it was,
and it was a little not
the most shocking part they gave away in the trailer.
They did. They gave it away horrifying. In the trailer.
I want to propose this to you.
Podcast. You could do a podcast on
easy.
It.
Easy. This is what I'm going to propose to you. Liam Neeson is the actor who is in a lot of movies that every time he's in a movie I'm in. Like, you know, there's actors could say that about, but they're not in a lot of stuff. So when they're in it, you're like, okay, I'm in.
I used to think that about him, and then it just got too many. I started missing him. There's no way to keep up with what he's churning out. Like, I remember, like, it used to be a once-a-year occurrence, like, nonstop when he's on the plane. I'm trying to save it. Like, those,
so good.
Like, I'm
taking 1, 2, 3. I'm in. you know, what was the train one? There's one where he's on a train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one.
You know, and then there's the Walk Amongst the Tombs. But now it's like...
Yeah. I'm fairly certain he's had 4 movies come out since COVID.
It's absurd.
It's either 3 or 4.
And they're all virtually the same premise.
Yeah.
But I mean...
But he crushes.
That guy.
Every time.
He crushes.
I will always watch Liam get revenge.
Welcome to the conversation.
Are you high?
What?
I will always watch Liam get revenge. All right, cut. We got it there. That's a good one. Let's keep that one. Past your bedtime, buddy.
I stand by what I said. I said it. Stand by it.
That was such a dynamite drop in. It was like we had not been talking about it for 5 minutes.
My big what the homework is mainly the transition from one wedding to the next. They had their wedding. And then a reception, and then just told everyone get. At some point in time, they told everyone to get, and only 2 rows of people stayed. I don't know if that was COVID related, because we didn't, like, I don't know. So I'm just interested in, you know, where all the people went.
Yeah.
For the other wedding, the second wedding that was a throw-in at the last second.
But wasn't it the next day?
I think it was the same day, was it not?
No, it was the next day. They said the wedding was the next day. There won't be any people there, but okay. our date tomorrow.
Oh, well, then great. Sorry, I missed it. Afghanistan talk.
Easy. Artsy Tartsy is the name of a baker in town, and he has and I want to make sure I get this right, a gluten-free kombucha cake. And I don't want to know what it tastes like as much as I want to know why they wrote it. Like, that can't be a real thing. You can have a baker that's you know, dabbling in weird flavors without it being just absurd. And that was my big wait. What was it? Sounds disgusting. My big what the hallmark was. It sounds disgusting, but I don't want to know why that one made the cut of all 3 of them.
We did, everybody. Is it hotter tonight than it is
an oven.
I thought it was going to be oven. Cooler. It's not.
I did too.
My
unbelievable
flesh is on fire. Thank you very much.
You might have scurvy.
I might have scurvy.
You might have the scurvies.
Arr, matey.
Hey, guys, let's get to the Double Decker of the Week. This is the most important part of the show we do the deep dive. Panda does. We just kind of sit and watch and chime in from time to time. Panda, you do that deep dive. You got the Google Plus.
Every time, yeah.
So this says that the next one is Hannah Spann, but I'm pretty sure we did her last week. Hannah Spann. We did her, right?
Someone in the group chat tell us, and then if we didn't, we'll do that next
Aaron
episode.
Ward.
Yeah, Aaron Ward. Yep, I love Aaron Ward. He's a... how's Aaron spelled? Won't we back?
E-R-I-N.
She's a great, great
you
person.
You had like a 90%
yes.
chance
yes.
Yeah. with a guess.
And you and he.
Yeah, knowing our demographic.
Yeah, I know. And that's on me. And it's also on, you know what? I Googled both. I Googled Aaron with an A-A-R-L-N, and that's who I was thinking of initially. Then I switched over to Aaron. 2 different stories. Don't get me started on Aaron Ward.
A-A-R-N?
Yeah, wild guy.
Give us like one word. One word.
Motorcycle, no wheels.
So that's 3 words.
So many words.
It's man, I can't believe I asked. Go ahead with Aaron.
Okay, Aaron, she started a great little company. I think you guys are going to really like it. It's called dogdash.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it when you want a dog and you order one in the app?
They just bring you one. It's awesome.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Ever wanted to hold a puppy, Dan?
Talking about you don't get to keep the dog. They just bring you a puppy out to snuggle and they take it back?
Yeah.
You know, Uber.
That sounds awful.
Why would you? What?
Uber did this for a while. This is not good for puppies. It was a puppy pet.
They did do that as a gimmick. But, like, as a rule, what are these pets, rescues? Or are they people's pets that are just lending them out for a quick snug?
Well, this is where it gets a little different. Aaron will also take your dog, too, if you would like them, and then she'll transfer it to somebody else to go pet and snuggle if you really would. It's a real...
Do you get
it
back at the end of the day?
If you want. It's a real switch. It's a real switch.
I feel like
this
isn't...
You don't think it's above board?
I'm out on Dog Dash. I'm out.
Let's try this one. Give me Aaron.
Okay.
Motorcycle, no wheels. Let's see if that one's any better.
Yeah, you're going to like this one. Aaron, one time... came out to his motorcycle, and he realized it's got no wheels on it. He had left them back at church.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, yeah, that Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads. Thanks for listening. Don't listen to them. We don't care, but here they come. They keep the lights on.